Hey, come on in.
Small Business Saturday is right around the corner. And so is that shop you've been meaning to check out. On November 30th, support your local community by shopping small on Small Business Saturday, founded by American Express. Pick up a new outfit, a handmade gift, some vintage vinyl, maybe even some local tea.
Thanks so much. See you soon.
Shop on Small Business Saturday, November 30th. That's the powerful backing of American Express.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Let's talk about SMCI debacle.
Super Micro.
It's a it's a historic collapse and a cautionary tale. So it peaked at $122. It's down to $26 right now.
It split. So it was obviously higher.
Yeah. Talks of being delisted. Mm-hmm. And this is like speaks to a lot of people's fear of the overhype of artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. So what can we learn from SMCI?
It's a lesson that I've repeated forever. Please write this down. There is no fill in the blank killer. So I know both y'all, anybody who was a Brady killer, Peyton Manning killer, Jordan killer, it never happened.
Well, who are you saying that they were going to kill if you say that?
NVIDIA. And a lot of times, and we've seen this in the content space in the last 4 or 5 years, when you try and recreate other people's intellectual property, you may not know, and I probably shouldn't say this, but it makes the originator of the intellectual property more valuable. So I know it's been a lot of spinoffs of even us. It's made the show more valuable, right? So when people are looking at a sector and saying, hey, what can I do? I missed out on NVIDIA. Let me get the third best thing. The best thing is to listen for the best price to get in on the market leader. Once again, we are investing in companies that are going to move the GDP of America. If I ask a simple question, if I was running for president, and if my initiative was to bring greatness back to America through tech, is NVIDIA probably the number one company that's going to do that over the next 3 or 4 years? Yes or no? Most of us would say yes, right? So to actually bet against NVIDIA and buy into SMCI is technically a short against America.
Can I give a little pushback?
Sure. We're friends.
Because it's an interesting case. Yes, it's a debacle, but we got to look at the reason why it has fallen.
Yes.
And it's because of the reporting, right? Like they've had issues with their reporting. Their 10K, they can't find it, which is the form to report. They can't find it. They hired Ernst Young as an independent auditor. They realized
Ernst & Young left.
Ernst Young, they said, we're not even doing this. We're leaving. Stock falls again. So are the numbers real? We don't know. I don't know if they're a competitor to NVIDIA because they partnered with NVIDIA. And
it'd be a lot of ops partner.
Well, this is true. But we have to know what they actually do, right? So from a technical standpoint, NVIDIA makes the GPUs. We've gone over that.
Yes.
Super Semi helps accelerate the speed of that GPU by creating the infrastructure for it. So imagine like the casing for this chip. That's what they do.
They're
the supplier of it.
Yep.
So it begs the question, right? The numbers, we don't know. In fact, they said that they were going to report November 4th of 2025. They meant November 5th tomorrow. So we're going to actually see what the numbers. In fact, if they don't report, they risk being delisted because of the way the stock is falling. They've been delisted before. This is not something new.
Which is not good news,
right? 2018, they were delisted. They came back, obviously, with the surge of AI. the partnership with NVIDIA. The question, and this is why a little pushback, is like, yes, we're not sure about the numbers, but are we sure about their clients? NVIDIA is the number one client.
Yeah.
Microsoft is a client.
Yes.
AMD is a client.
But for how much? Yes, they all are. I agree.
Right. And so if they're ordering at that rate, right, and NVIDIA, Blackwell still hasn't come out, right? Well, it hasn't released.
Soon. Soon.
And it's already talked about it's being sold out. If the clients are real, I want to see what the numbers are, right? We want to see what the numbers are, but their client base is still real. It leaves that gap open. If companies are starting to leave, and Seeking Alpha has already reported that NVIDIA has had left no comment, but there are some talks that they're going to start looking for other people to help with the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. It opens the door for
other people. That's the kind of way of saying I'm going to kick you out for those of you who don't know.
So then who's the next person?
Yes. And that's the real question. Now, to your point, great pushback, but when the investor class was looking for gains, and this is why I say you still have to do your research and not just blindly chase gains. One day we're going to have a whole conversation about what happened to y'all love for NFTs. Not, we got to get through the election first. But when people missed out on the gains of NVIDIA, it was a lot of talk at the top of the year of why didn't you call SMCI? Yeah. Now, let's be clear. They're not the only company in America who's cooking the books. They just got caught. But if the client structure...
Allegedly.
Thank you for protecting me.
Gotcha.
But if you're not reporting properly, can those partners still remain by your side through the reporting? And I ask everyone, okay, if SMCI is going up as fast of a rate as NVIDIA, who's the CTO? Who's the CFO? Who's the CEO? No one could answer that. What's the profit margin? Most people couldn't answer. So if I lie to you, at a certain point, given the tightness of the economy that they'll probably announce after the election, I don't think any of these companies can afford to have a partner that will make such an egregious act in terms of their reporting.
So this is what I think will happen. And this is why I think it's super interesting to see. Obviously, the election's tomorrow, but I want to see what happens with Super Micro. I think the CFO will be fired. I think that will happen. For this level of egregious, I think that will happen. They've already named a new board. They've already said the CEO is going to take over. But if it is the primary client, if NVIDIA is its primary client, and we're still seeing growth inside of NVIDIA, and we already are expecting it, and you can see the price targets are getting raised. I know they report on the 14th. Price targets are raised. And until I hear that they have replaced them, I'm interested to see what those actual, because they at some point they'll have to report, and they said tomorrow. I want to see what those numbers look like from an order standpoint, from a deal flow standpoint, when it comes to predominantly NVIDIA. And if not the inverse, I think is now my target, and you can put this in your watch list. My target now is Dell. I think Dell, which is another infrastructure company, if we look at Supermicro,
has had a great relationship with the White House for a number of years. Yep.
I think that is the new target. If we hear that they are no longer partnering with Supermicro, I think NVIDIA and Dell, I will watch that closely.
Let me ask you a question. If I told you guys for 3 years that I made $16 million a month, and it came out to that I just made two, even though $2 million is a lot, the fact that I lied about making 16 a month will probably get me uninvited from some dinners, right?
It's the trust factor.
So if you're in the hottest space on earth, why would you split the stock at your apex? And then you lost the 10.
But is it indicative of the space?
No, it's indicative of them.
Okay. Isn't that, but that's for both sides. Like you're saying that either win or loss, that is the stance that should be going forward.
Yeah.
Well, let's do this. Okay. Let's talk about some finance stuff, but I want to ask a question, get you guys' take on it. From we did a dope interview with the guys at Business Untitled. Shout out to them.
Yes.
Very dope conversation. Check it out if you haven't.
Hey, order up.
Small Business Saturday is right around the corner, and so is that shop you've been meaning to check out. On November 30th, support your local community by shopping small on Small Business Saturday, founded by American Express.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.